Tarfon said that you just lost your chamar. You have to pay for this part of the yarmapsa because you were matrefit shalik adin. And the question is, this lashon of holcha chamarcha tarfon is interesting lashon. First of all, why is he speaking to himself? Holcha chamarcha tarfon. Why does he just say, you know, hifsati is chamari? Why is he speaking in a way as if he's speaking to himself? And also, why does he mention the name tarfon? Why does he mention his name? Why does he just say holcha chamarcha holcha chamari? It's an interesting lashon. Shaila is, why did he use that lashon bedafka? And I was thinking that maybe the pshat could be the shasha beer seems to be bothered with the kasha, that why bichlal did he have, why did he mention his chamar? It sounds like you would have to sell his chamar to get money to pay for the parah. Like Rashi says, in fact, Rashash, we find in the Gemara Adam that Reb Tarfon was a big usher, and his stomach had a lot of money. If he had a lot of money, he could pay with money. Why do you have to sell his chamar? Why mention bichlal the chamar? And the Ein Eliyahu over here says that the pshat is, he says, there's an afkmina lalachim what he was saying. Because halacha is, when it comes to Baal Chayv, the Gemara has a shayla and erichin, whether misadin the Baal Chayv or not. If you take away the nechasim from a Baal Chayv, there's a tzad to say that even though you take away all his nechasim, but you leave his chamar. You leave him a chamar, so you should be able to have a chamar. And over here, he says, maybe Reb Tarfon is coming to be mechadish, that he's not needing like a Baal Chayv, that you would leave him as a chamar, but he's needing like a mazik, like it's mashman the later on. The Rishonim say there's a gather of a mazik over here. And if he's a mazik, you even take away his chamar, has to be mishal mi besai, has to pay everything. And therefore, his madgish should over here, halcha chamarcha, even my chamar will be taken away. We don't leave the chamar like by regular Baal Chayv. That's the pshat that he wants to say to be mazber, why he said in such a way, halcha chamarcha tarfon. Why did he mention the selling of the chamar? Even though he would have been, he's an usher, he didn't need to. But to bring out that halacha, that we would not leave the chamar, we would sell the chamar. But that is the pashas is over here, like the kama v'kama mefarshim say, the hayin usher and the mishnayos and others. They say that the reason why he said halcha chamarcha is because it's really that doesn't mean a chamar mamish. I mean, it means a chamar mamish, but there's a lashon nifa, lashon over here, lashon melisa. The chamarcha is also lashon of chumra. And Reb Tarfon is trying to say to himself that because he was machmer, because he was too machmer over here, that's why he ended up losing his money and he has to pay. So therefore, he was knocked at the lashon of chamar, because he wants to mean meramis to the lashon of chumar, that the chumar was the reason for his hafsid. That's why he used the lashon of chamar, and that would be miyashim, the kasha, the rashash, that avadi he could pay with money, but he used that lashon of chamar to be meramis to the chumar, which was the siba of the hafsid. And in kenem hadvarim, if you go like that mahalach, that chamar was used b'lashon melitza, to say that it came about because it was chumar, I think it's very mistaber that the word tarfon over here is also being used in lashon melitza, that the word tarfon is lashon of a trefa. He's trying to say that because of your chumar, that you're a match of the behema, that's why you have to pay, and that's why I use this lashon of halcha chamarcha tarfon, because of your chumar, that you're a match of, you mainly have to pay, and that would answer why he uses the lashon of chamar dafka, and why Bichlal, he had to say it in such a way that he's speaking to himself, and I had to mention the name tarfon, because the whole point was to fit it into that melitza of chamar, that the chumar of the trefa is what brought about the hefsed. So lefi that all the kashas in Yosha, why he used such a lashon, why halcha chamarcha, why speaking to himself, why tarfon, and why chamar, even though he was an usher and he could have paid with his own money.